This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are open. 800-636-1067. You guys heard my take a minute ago. I want to see if you agree or disagree on this. Danny, we could start with you. Just tweeted at Grant H. Paulson. You can hit me up there. Danny's on Twitter as well.
At Funny Danny for yours truly.
If the Redskins go 4-1 the rest of the way and finish 9-7, I'll be ecstatic with their season. The injuries in the schedule, which you guys can say, I'm a loser, baby. I'm back. I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? Whatever the song is.
Mm-hmm.
This is the type of season that normally goes 5-11. That's just a fact.
That's
just what it is.
It's why I thought they would.
Yes.
Because we have a normally. We've got a precedent for this. When the non-football people in the Redskins building have thought they know better than the football guys, the following year has been a staggering disaster.
So they didn't go 5-11. And the reason for that is, number one, I think that they have a better team. The front office has improved. Number two, they've got a coach that does a good job, Jay Gruden. They have a quarterback that gives them a chance every single week. They've improved in all three of those areas, and that's why 5-11 is going to end up being around 9-7 or 8-8, because that is kind of the new floor for this team. We've seen it change by 3, 4, 5 games in front of our eyes, whether we want to accept that or not. The problem with going 9-7 and the progress that comes from every year being kind of in that 500 playing important games in December mix that they've now thrust themselves into is that I think Kirk Cousins is likely gone after this season. That is my opinion.
Mm.
And I think that means you take a step back at quarterback so that progress is rendered largely irrelevant. So those are my frustrations and also why I'd be excited at the same time.
So thrilled is not the word I would use for myself. If they go 9-7, I'll go, oh, that's nice. But I've got that same big picture thing where I look at a defense that for a couple of games was okay, then after a couple injuries is still a disaster, still in the high 20s and close to 30 in terms of ranking. They're far away from being one of those effective week in and week out groups. They need a couple years of investment there. I'm not talking about Ziggy Hoods. I'm not talking about finding a McGee or a McClain. I mean more Jonathan Allens. I mean more. They've needed to do that for a decade. They haven't done it. They started and they need more of it. That's number one. Number two, they still can't run the ball. And number three, the things you mentioned. Two of their five best players are on one-year deals. Zach Brown's a star. And you know, he's got struggling in pass coverage here of late, but still, he's the best linebacker they've had since a younger London Fletcher came to town.
Yeah, and he made some plays in the passing game this week. That's a little bit overblown. You got to find a flaw when a guy's leading the league
course.
In tackles.
Yeah, he's excellent. And he's the best they've had since a younger London Fletcher came to town. He's probably gone. Kirk Cousins, you either have to dramatically overpay him because of their mismanagement, or he's gone. So that's 9-7. It's like you did everything you could to keep the ship afloat, but you're still steering into some icebergs.
Some guy just said, why is Cousins likely gone? What have I missed? Have you not been around since 2015?
The events of the last 3 years?
Right.
No, I actually don't think he's likely gone. So you and I disagree there.
I do.
I think they're going to make another mistake and give him the stupid franchise tag.
I would bet you several thousand dollars they don't do that if you were willing to.
No, I can't do that. I can't.
Okay.
I can't wager that.
I would do that. I would bet several thousand dollars that they don't.
I have the same confidence level in them giving him the franchise tag that I did that they were going to do that injury guarantee stupid thing for Robert Griffin.
But that even made more sense than the franchise tag would.
All I'm saying is, Forrest Gump told us, stupid as a stupid does, sir.
I guess so.
This is what they do. They don't make correct decisions. I'm not saying it's right. I would never advocate for that.
I think this thing ends this year. It's a transition
that
tag. He gets his deal somewhere, and they either have to match it or they don't. And if his deal is close to $30 million, I don't think they'll match. By the way, I don't think they should match at $30
million. It's so much.
It's too much money. Let's go to KJ in Rhode Island. What's up, KJ?
Hey, not too much, guys. Hey, first off, I'm right on board with everything you guys are saying. 9-7 would show me more than anything else that Jay Gruden's doing a hell of a job. I mean, look, he's not an upper echelon coach. However, I do think he's proven out to be a much better than average coach. And if you watch coaching, if you watch the Sunday Ticket throughout the league every Sunday, there are not that many great coaches. So I'm actually very pleased with Jay Gruden. I do have one question I've been dying to get answered and wanted to ask you, Grant. The transition tag. If you listen to everything that guys like Jason Reed and those guys say, and that Kirk is walking out, would never sign a contract no matter what, if you believe all that, okay, because of all the past with Bruce and everything, my question is this. Even if we transition tag him, why would he even go out and accept an offer from another team knowing that he can go take his $29 million this year and be completely free the following year and not have to take the chance of being stuck in a place he doesn't want to be, if in fact this is true? So if you really think it's just the money that Bruce, and I'm with you, I don't want to pay him $30-plus million.
Well, first of all, I don't agree with the premise that he wouldn't sign a deal here.
So you think Jason Reed is off base on everything he says?
I hope that you are right with this. Yeah, if Jason Reed is saying that he would never sign a contract here, then I don't think that's correct.
So Jason's stance, for those who don't know, and I like Jason a lot, I disagree with him about this. His belief is that Cousins does not want to be here, and that's sort of the end of everything.
That governs
the entire discussion. I disagree with that. I think Grant does,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think he would prefer to be somewhere else long term. I do believe that. But if you're asking me, do I think he absolutely doesn't want to be here, he wouldn't sign here if the Redskins came to him and matched a transition tag, would he be mad about that? No, I don't think that's the case.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
I think as a pending free agent, which is what he is, if he had his druthers and he can go to an organization where he could start over, where he doesn't have to deal with Bruce Allen and Dan Snyder, who for years did not agree you're a good player and give him what he wanted, yeah, I think he would prefer that. But if he signed a transition tag at 28.5 or let's say $29 million a year with Denver and the Redskins matched it, would he spend the day moping around that he's here? Absolutely not. Especially not after this year, because I think his relationship with Jay Gruden has improved. And I think that he's seen you can't get much worse than this from an injuries or schedule standpoint. And we might still be a 9-7 team. So maybe I do have a chance to win here. Andre Manassas, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen. So here's the thing. I don't think they have a chance to run the table. But my concern would be if they do happen to lose that one game, then to me the entire paradigm changes for what the goal of the 2017 football season would be. I mean, ultimately, you guys have done a phenomenal job of basically talking about all the repercussions, the Kirk Cousins situation. You know, at that point, if they lose and there's no way you can make the playoffs, then to me it's just about evaluating the team, evaluating the bench, you know, get Kirk Cousins out and go ahead and play your boy, Colt McCoy. Now, you know, no one's ever done that. No one's ever pulled your quarterback for four games. But, hey, no one's never franchised quarterback like two times in a row, about to be three times. So there's lots of firsts with Kirk. So to me, they lose one more game, then it's everything is just about evaluating, getting ready for next year, see what you got of Colt McCoy, seeing whether or not we need to, you know, trade Josh Norman or bring back Breland.
But, Dre, they haven't made the decision yet to move on from Kirk Cousins. Supposedly, according to the NFL Network report and Ian Rappaport, they're still doing that. They're not going to sit Kirk Cousins. And Jay Gruden wouldn't do that unless he was mandated and dictated to from above, because he's got to go win football games. I mean, there are lives on the line. That's overstated. There are livelihoods, I should say. There are jobs on the line with all of his assistants with every game. So playing Colt McCoy, to me, that would make no sense. Appreciate the phone call, dude. 800-636-1067. You guys want to hop in. Kirk Cousins was as good as he's been all season long. A lot of news came out of his Friday conversation with us. A lot of you haven't heard it yet. You'll hear it next on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.